other area runners. Of course, Phillips girls looking to go as a team, and they had Tana Henderson, the sophomore, finishing in ninth place. Let's see. Let's get to Ruby McCormick. Strong finish in 10th for Phillips. The girls may be well on their way to winning this team championship. Not a given, though. Prentice Rib Lake, Ella Orison, she finishes in 12th place individually. So that is a great accomplishment for Ella. Congratulations to her. And just stacked with all kinds of runners from our area around the top. Lila Raymer of Phillips, the freshman, finishing in 13th place. These are all unofficial, but are probably, usually they stick pretty good. It's all computerized stuff. 17th place for Addie Boblick of, Addie Gabay. Addie Gabay of Phillips, finishing in 17th place. 18th place was Maddie Ernst of Shawamigan. The junior finishing in 18th place, and a 20th place finish for Trinity Smith from Phillips, a sophomore. Nice finish there. And 21st place for Mallory Smith of Shawamigan, finishing in 21st. And a 22nd place finish for Addison Boblick of Shawamigan, the senior. Nice finish. Prentice Rib Lakes, Ella Grisana. She finishes in 22nd place. So a lot of our area runners, kind of as expected, finishing near the top of the standings here for the girls. We're going to continue down and honor some of these athletes and all of their hard work that they put in this year. 37th place. I see Vanessa Schmidt coming in there for Shawamigan in 37th place. And let's see here. Who else? Prentice Rib Lake. The freshman, Anna Scott, finishes in 47th place. Shawamigan freshman, Mackenzie Humphreys, finishes in 48th place for Mackenzie Humphrey. So nice finish for her. So those are the top 50 finishers. There were a total, I believe, I'm not sure, 77 runners. So let's get... Let's take a moment and honor the rest of our area athletes who finished in that 50 to 77 range. Shawamigan sophomore Cindy Summers Petrosky finished in 50th place. Do I got that right? Yeah, 50th place for her today. Let's see, climbing down here to 77th place. Okay, I think we covered most of them. And apologize if we didn't. We certainly will honor our athletes again on the air on Monday. And, of course, Wednesday, our next week on the morning show, we like to bring in our state qualifiers and either chat with them in studio or via Zoom and honor them next week. We try to do it Wednesday. Sometimes schedules don't work out, so listen next week as we will announce Phillips. Of course, the Phillips boys, the Rib Lake Prentice boys, both qualifying for state as teams, and we will have shortly an idea of where the girls are going to fall as far as team's score looks. It looks like Phillips will be moving on as a team on the girls' side. That is looking like a very strong possibility. And there's a strong battle between Washburn, Solon Springs, and Shawamigan. And it looks like right now Washburn may have the upper edge on that. And I'm not going to say for sure because I never like to say things are final unless I hear it announced. But Phillips girls, not a big surprise, going to move on to state. So the only thing that was really, really in doubt today was that second spot for the girls. The boys' side, we kind of thought Phillips and Prentice Rib Lake were the solid teams, 1-3 in the state. So we kind of knew what was going on there. On the girls' side, we knew Phillips, real deal. I think they're rated 6th in the state, I believe, in the girls. But that number 2 spot for the girls' team was one that was out there for Washburn to get, for Solon Springs to get, and Shawamigan to get. Those are the 3 that are kind of battling for those. And from the standings that I see right now, I believe it's going to go to Washburn And again, that is not a final, but it certainly is looking like that. We are literally right next to the award ceremony stage. So when we come back, next time we come back, we will have the award ceremony honoring our cross-country teams and the coaches and whoever can make it over runner-wise to chat with us and put a wrap on today and what turned out to be a really nice afternoon. Occasional wind gusts. We're kind of up on a hill a little bit here at this beautiful location outside of Phillips for the cross country. So catch a breeze here every once in a while. But what a great, I mean, there's hundreds, I don't know, it's so spread out. I would say probably 800 to 1,000 people here today, cars and buses, and it's just literally out in the middle of nowhere. If I were like a deer or wildlife and I poked my head out of the woods and saw this going on, I would just run, because this is not supposed to be in the middle of rural Wisconsin, but it is a job well done by everybody getting this course ready here. So we'll be back in just a little bit with the official announcement of the team qualifiers for state and the individuals also who are moving on here. So stay with us for that final report and talk with the coaches and runners here coming up in just a little bit on 98Q Country.
Serving Wisconsin's beautiful Northwoods, 98Q Country is 98.3 FM WCQM Park Falls, a Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Mike Dubusky. As part of what the Trump administration calls its war on drug cartels, the Pentagon is now sending an aircraft carrier to the waters near Colombia and Venezuela. President Trump is in Qatar right now, a pit stop on his way through to a larger trip through Asia this week. Also on that trip is Canadian Prime Minister Mark Carney. The U.S. and Canada have been at odds over trade after Ontario aired an ad featuring Ronald Reagan discussing the virtues of free trade and the pitfalls of tariffs. White House advisor Kevin Hassett.
The Canadians have been very difficult to negotiate with. And you look at all the countries around the world that we've made deals with, and the fact that we're now negotiating with Mexico separately reveals that it's not just about one ad, that there's frustration that's built up.
Meanwhile, SNAP benefits for many Americans are set to expire this coming week as part of the ongoing government shutdown. This is ABC News.
Northern Wisconsin weather. I'm Corey Hartman. For today, a slight chance of a shower, otherwise partly sunny and a high near 49. For tonight, partly cloudy, 32. Sunshine and highs in the mid-50s on Sunday. It'll be breezy from the southeast. Sunday night, mostly clear, lows in the mid-30s.
It's 48 at our studios.
The Gray Area. Reality radio. Sports play-by-play. All at 98qcountry.com.
Be somewhere over Laredo, dreaming about those rodeo nights, laid there on the banks of the Rio, new silver buckle on your jeans next to mine, couple wrong for each other, long star crossing lovers, born to get gone from the get-go, but you're on my mind. Every time I'm chasing this neon rainbow,
rushing to life's no fun. All I really gotta do is live and die, but I'm in a hurry and don't know why. Don't know why. I have to drive so fast, my car has nothing to prove. It's not new, but it'll do 0 to 60 in 5.2. It's a race and there ain't no room for someone in second place. I'm in a hurry to get things done. I rush and rush until there's no fun. All I really gotta do is and die, but I'm in a hurry and don't know why. I'm in a hurry to get things done, oh I rush and rush until life's no fun. All I really gotta do is live and die, but I'm in a hurry and don't know why. I'm in a hurry to get things done, oh I rush and rush until life's no fun. Until life's no fun. All I really gotta do is live and die, but I'm in a hurry and don't know why.
All right, 98Q Country back broadcasting live from the sectional cross-country meet here outside of Phillips on Moonlight Lane. Turned out to be a really nice day out here. The running has completed. The boys and the girls are both completed, and we are moments away from broadcasting the award ceremony live here. And Coach Olson is going to bring over some of the athletes and chat with us here. And we hope to get Coach Marion and Coach Regeer also, Brian from Prentice Rib Lake. It's always difficult. This is across country. It's very difficult to cover because the coaches can be anywhere in a one-mile radius, basically. There's a lot going on out here. But congratulations are definitely in order to the Phillips sweeping the championship, sectional champion for the girls, Leah Harper, and the sectional champion for the boys goes to Gavin Esterholm as he achieved his goal today of setting a new course record here, one that was set, a couple years back. He beat it by, I think, 3 or 4 seconds, I believe. He has the middle school record, but he beat a gentleman from Grantsburg who held the course record. So congratulations to him. But the girls' side, Leah Harper, like we mentioned, is the champion of the girls' individual. So as we look at the team scores for the boys, I'm going to call them officially unofficial because until I hear the WIAA person actually officially announced the winner, I'm not going to say it's official, but Prentice Rib Lake boys come in with 55. And you know who was right behind them? 1 point Phillips, 56. One runner finishing one more spot here or there. And just an incredible, incredible day today here for Phillips. You guys want to come over? Come on over here. All right. We got some of the runners from the boys cross-country team with us here. All right. because I don't know a lot of you guys. I'm going to ask your name, first of all, what year you are in school.
Senior Gavin Esterholm.
All right, Gavin. I was told that your goal today was to come out and not only win it, but set a course record.
Yep.
Both achieved, right?
Yeah, it went just how I wanted it to go. I'm very happy with that. I think it's even better to have it with the team behind me, backing me up.
Yeah. What's it like to be able to run it on your course right here? You're obviously very familiar with this course, Gavin.
Yeah, it was nice. I know the course very well. I've been running this since seventh grade, so you know where the hard parts are on the course, and you know where everybody else is going to be feeling it. Well, as well as me, I can't be superhuman, but you know where to push and where other people are going to hurt more, and
yeah,
I played to my advantage.
Now, you don't have to say this is your favorite course, because everybody has different courses they enjoy running, but is this one of your favorite ones to run at here, or are there other ones that you prefer?
It's definitely one of the hardest ones we run. My favorite, probably not, but it's good to have the fan base we have out here. Everybody, the community really shows up well and comes out, but my favorite's probably, I'd say State's really nice. It's a tougher course, but that's just, I mean, the experience as a whole is really fun.
All right. So. All right. Well, Gavin, just a great way to wrap up your home career here. And now the goal at State, personal goal. I know the team goal is. Personal goal, what's that?
Come home, run better than last year. It didn't work out well, but hoping to have a better year than last year and come away with a medal of sorts would be really nice and be in contention for a title.
All right, great accomplishment today, Gavin. Thank you. Let's rotate over here. Get this young man. What's your name, young man?
Evan Johnson, senior.
All right, Evan, describe your course. Were you happy with how things went out there for you today personally, Evan?
Considering puking this morning and everything like that, I definitely could have gone worse than that, 30 seconds faster than a month ago, so lots to be proud of.
You're supposed to puke afterwards, not before. You kind of had that wrong, but you weren't feeling too good this morning, huh?
No, I felt like a ghost the whole race.
But you came. What place did you end up in, Evan?
Fourth on the team, and I think 13th overall.
All right, very good. What year are you, Evan?
Senior.
Okay, very good. And you've been to State, running there at State before?
Second time running.
Okay, all right. What are you looking forward to down there at State now that you guys have qualified? What's the course like down there?
The course, definitely some hills down there. But the energy is just unmatchable, and it's a great experience, and I'm happy to do it one last time with this group right here.
All right. You're right there with Prentice Tribb Lake. You got a local team. It's going to be kind of weird because you're going to State, and you'll be battling one of your rival local teams for a team spot at State. That'll be kind of cool, right?
It's been really fun, even last year, and we get to do it again this year. And this year, I'd say it's even tighter. Like, yeah.
Yeah. All right, Evan. Congrats on a great run today. All right, this young man, I'm stepping on my court. You must be Josh, right?
I am.
Josh, how you doing, Josh?
Good, how are you, Joel?
Good, man. How did the course treat you today out here today, Josh?
You know, it was tough out here today, but, I mean, I'm going to go into the next race with more confidence, and hopefully it goes well for me.
All right, and you and Rib Lake Prentice, one of the two favorites to go to State as a team. You'd like to be the number one, but it doesn't matter 1-2, you're going to State, right?
For sure, yep. Yep.
All right. And what year are you, Josh?
I'm a sophomore.
All right, did you go last year and run?
I did.
Okay, and then at Wisconsin Rapids course, one of your favorites, don't like it, or what are your thoughts on that?
I mean, it's definitely tough, but the atmosphere down there is electric, so it's always fun to go down there and run.
Yeah, great job today, Josh. Thanks for joining us.
Thank
Appreciate
you.
It. Come on over here, young man. What's your name?
I'm Logan Sokolowski, and I'm a senior.
All right, Logan. How did the course treat you out there today, Logan?
Like Josh said, it was definitely tough out there. It was a bit cold, but I didn't mind it.
Yeah.
The hills are a little unpredictable always, but it didn't go too bad. A lot of our other guys stepped up, and it went pretty well for us.
There's a few occasional wind gusts here. Did you catch a wind gust on the course at all out there? Or?
Oh, yeah, I did. I'm pretty sure I felt a few wind gusts coming down from the slopes and up.
Yeah, and how do you feel about your season and how it went? And obviously the team goal was to go to State, but overall the season, how did it go for you personally, Logan?
The season has gone great for me. During the summer, I did get injured for a month, so being able to come back and be where our team is today, it was amazing, and I'm happy that we were able to do that and
wrap
up our team.
All right. Good luck at State, Logan. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. Come on over here, young man. What's your name?
Nick Pesco. I'm a sophomore.
All right, Nick. How are we doing?
Good.
All right. Course treat you all right? You kind of know this course a little bit. Probably maybe even hunt this land around here a little bit, maybe, huh?
Yeah.
So how'd the course treat you here today, Nick?
Oh, it was pretty good, though. We did two laps. The first lap was all right, but the second lap definitely picked it up.
Yeah, exactly. And team-wise, I mean, you knew Ridley Prentice was going to be the real deal running against them, but you got to be pretty happy with your whole team. Everybody had a pretty good day, right?
Yeah, I would say.
Yeah, how did your season go, Nick, other than just today? Talk about other things that you had some good accomplishments this season.
I would say it's definitely a step up from last year. Because last year I was the alternate, but this year I'm the second runner most of the season, so it was definitely a step up.
All right, very good. Well, congratulations to you. We'll probably be chatting with you guys next week on the radio a little bit, so congrats, Nick.
Thank you.
You bet. Come on over, young man. All right, what's your name?
Spencer Henney. I'm a senior.
All right, Spencer. How'd the course treat you out there today, Spencer?
It was pretty good.
Yeah? Tough? How do you like this course? How does it rate to some of the other ones that you're on? A little bit hilly. You go back in the woods. What are the woods like back in there when you go there?
There's one big hill, and then there's a couple rollers.
Yeah?
So the other courses are usually flatter.
Yeah, you guys take off, and it looks like you're so fresh, and then I see all you coming out of the woods, and you're huffing and puffing, so it kind of beats you up back there a little bit, huh?
Yeah, it does.
Yeah. So you have to be happy individually. Were you happy with the way you ran today, or did you have a personal goal?
I think I did pretty good. I did not. I just wanted to do better than last time. So.
Okay. That's a good goal to have. All right, Spencer. Congrats to you and the team. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you.
All right, one final young man here. What's your name, sir?
Finn McArdle.
All right, Finn, how did it treat you out there today?
Pretty good.
Yeah? Yeah. What year are you, Finn?
I'm a sophomore.
Sophomore, all right. Have you run a state before?
No.
All right, so you got to be pretty excited. You get to go to Running Rapids, huh?
Yeah.
Pretty elected. Have you been down there to watch it all, Finn? Or?
Last year I was an alternate.
All right.
But... Yeah, this year I'm on varsity, and I'm pretty happy about that.
The real deal. All right, very good. Talk about the course. How was it today? And you had 108 runners, I think, or so out there today. So what was it like making your way through it?
It was pretty challenging with all the hills and the traffic, but it eventually just kind of evens out.
Yeah,
the race and
Nice to have it right here in your own backyard, though, right, Finn?
Yep.
Yeah. You can be home in 10 minutes, right?
Yeah.
Oh, Finn, congratulations! Awesome job. Thank you so much. All right, Coach Olson's running around here somewhere, I believe, and we're going to get him on. We're going to get the coaches on too.
In just
a little bit. I think we're going
to
keep it right here, actually, and. Because the awards ceremony is going to start here in just a couple of seconds. So thanks to the boys for coming on. We appreciate them very much. Yeah, come on. You can bring whoever you want. Yeah. Sure, come on over. A couple of the Washburn runners. All right. Bring a couple over if they want to come over and talk to us. 98Q Country broadcasting live from the sectionals here in Phillips, and we're going to have the award ceremony in just a little bit. All right, some of the Washburn, come on over here. Sure. What is your name, young lady?
I'm Aurora Olson.
Okay, what's that again?
Aurora Olson.
Okay, Aurora. How did the course treat you out there, Aurora?
It was really good. There was a couple of hills, but otherwise it was pretty good.
All right, and you're Washburn as a team. Were you guys happy with how you did today? A lot of tough competition, but how did it go out there as a team?
Yeah, it was really good. We had a lot of fun, and it just went really well otherwise.
All right. Congrats on a great day. What's your name, young lady?
Nola Tulowitzki.
All right, Nola, what year are you in school?
I'm a junior.
All right, how did it treat you out there? You like this course out here, or is it kind of tough?
It was pretty good.
Yeah, that's not too bad. A little hilly. Once you get back in the woods, that beats you up a little bit out there?
Yeah, the weather was great, though. So
yeah, see, for the fans, it's cold, but for you, it's perfect, right? Perfect running?
Right.
All right, well, thanks for being a part of it, and congrats on a great day today. What's your name, young lady?
Caden's Colby.
All right, Caden. I'm going to turn you up just a little bit here. What year are you, Caden?
I'm a junior.
All right. What year or how did the course treat you out there? Tell me how it went out there today.
It was pretty good. The weather was good.
Okay. All right. Very good. I'm going to get one more, and then I got to get the award ceremony out here. What's your name, young lady?
Linnea Shackelford.
All right, Linnea from Washburn. And how did it go out there today?
It was pretty good. It was pretty fun.
All right. So. Very good. All right. Well, thanks for being a part of it. I got to get the award ceremony on here. So thank you, ladies, for stopping by. And I'm going to run over here because they kind of moved the award ceremony to a different part away from me. So I'm going to slip over to the other side here and get this by the speaker and get the award ceremony on here live from the sectionals.
Washburn.
Eric Olson doing the announcing.
12th, Birchwood. 11th, Webster.
10th, Shell Lake. 9th, Hurley. 8th, Ladysmith. And in seventh place, with 185 points, Cumberland. In sixth place, with 170 points, Shawamigan. In fifth place, with 156 points, Drummond.
This is the boys' side.
In fourth place, with 115 points, Grantsburg. In third place, with 92 points, Frederick Lux. And in second place, with 56 points, Phillip. Wood, Gavin Estraholm, Finn McArdle, Nick Pesco, Evan Johnson, Logan Sokolowski, Spencer Hemme, and Josh Edwards. Please come down by the hay bales.
I love the hay bales. Eric Olson doing the announcing, and the Phillips team has qualified officially for state. I'm going to stay out of the picture and slide to the left here just a little bit as I'm sitting right on the hay bales here.
Travis and Chase, come down too. Travis and Chase.
All right, so the boys' team of Phillips is headed to state. We just chatted with some of those young men. A couple of alternates making their way in, so they'll be in Rapids next week as a team. And, of course, Ribley Prentice was the favorite going into this. They've been number one for most of the year as a team. They finished second in state last year. So they will be announced here just momentarily from the cross-country sectional here just outside of Phillips. And then we'll have the girls' awards here also.
Phillips with 56 points.
Just one
and
point behind.
National champion.
1 point behind.
55 points. Prentice, Rib Lake. With Truman Smith. Henley Wright, Deer. Caleb Scott. Jackson Shute. Heston Heckman. Seamus Highfill. Jeremy Whittla. And the Rib Lake Prentice alternates. Please come down.
Oh, yeah. Rib Lake Prentice, your sectional champs. And they'll be a favorite to win state. They'll be one of the teams battling it for it next week down in Wisconsin Rapids. Quite an accomplishment to have Rib Lake Prentice first and Phillips second, 1 point away from each other in sectionals. It sounds easy in recent years because they've done it. They've been up there so often, but there's like, 16 or 18 teams here today and 108 runners, I believe, was the total number of runners on the boys' side. So a great accomplishment here at the course just outside of Phillips, and we'll be talking with the Rib Lake Prentice boys and Coach Brian Regeer next week on the morning show, and hopefully...
And now for your boys, Division III individual qualifiers. In sixth place, from Drummond, Ben East Reagan.
So these are runners outside of the teams that qualified individually also to go to state.
In fifth place, from Grantsburg, Josh Hartke. In fourth place, from Frederick Luck, Zane Mattson. In third place, from Frederick Luck, Tanner Morley.
Frederick Luck, a very strong boys team, but just didn't have... enough to finish top two.
From Cumberland, Tommy Dettinger. And also your individual champion from Phillips in a course record time, 16 minutes and 48 seconds, Gavin Estraholm, Phillips.
Quite a way for Gavin to wrap up his home career here with a course record and the championship. Nice young man shaking the hands of all the other individual qualifiers. Of course, the champion can be on a team or individual, but then the 2 through 6 are ones that were not on teams that also qualify for state. So that's the boys. You can check out tnhtiming.com if you want to see all the results of the sectional today. That's T, the letter T, and A-N-D-H, timing.com. That's where I got all my information here today. Now, Eric will do the girls' side. Coach Eric Olson of the Phillips Cross Country. No? Now he lost his microphone. This wouldn't be good. Get the microphone going here. It turned out to be a beautiful day. That sun is high in the sky. Beautiful day.
And now for the girls' race. 10 full teams. In 10th place, Shell Lake. In 9th place, Siren. In 8th place, Webster. In 7th place, Cumberland. In 6th place, Frederick Luck. In 5th place, with 121 points, Prentice Rib Lake. In 4th place, with 89 points, Shawamigan. In 3rd place, with 77 points, Solon Springs. And in 2nd place, with 74 points, your sectional runner-up qualifying for state, Washburn.
So the Washburn team qualifies for state.
With Aurora Olson, Nola Tulo-Itsky, Greta Hart, Linnea Shackelford, Cadence Colby, Jesse Chard, Gloria Bross, and the other Washburn alternates. Please come down.
So the top two teams get to go to state. We just talked with a couple of the young ladies from Washburn. It was nice to have them stop over. So the team from Washburn goes to state. And it was a battle. It was a four-team battle for those top two. We kind of knew that Phillips was probably going to be number one. But that second-place spot was definitely one that was up for grabs, and Washburn girls very excited to have qualified for state.
Hang on.
And we're going to get the trophy out here. Go, Mr. Egebrecht, the athletic director, get the plaque out there for him. So we will honor the Phillips girls here in just a moment here as another special day for Phillips cross country here. Not only the team championship, but individual too. So let's get back to Coach Olson here.
And your sectional champion with 44 points, Phillips. Leah Harper, Santa Henderson, Ruby McCormick, Lila Raymer, Addie Gabay, Trinity Smith, Fiona Huggert, and Suzanne Ludwig.
One of the young ladies walked by and said, I've never gotten one of these before. A little medal. Each one gets a medal. They'll take a picture with the team plaque. And then we'll announce the individual qualifiers. There will be five more individual qualifiers outside of the teams. And then Leah Harper was your individual sectional champ. So stay tuned next week on the morning show. We like to do it on Reality Radio Wednesday, but sometimes we got to bump them to different days due to kids' schedules. We'll be chatting with all of our individual and team qualifiers that go to and have qualified for state for cross country. So stay tuned for that next week, probably Wednesday and Thursday mornings here on 98Q. Check.
All right. And now for your individual qualifiers headed to the D3 state meet next Saturday in Wisconsin Rapids, Lola Morley, Frederick Luck. Kylie Orson, Prentice, Rib Lake. Haley Bodo, Shawamigan. Alyssa Fossum, Solon Springs. Penelope Burfield, Solon Springs. And your individual champion with a time of 19 minutes, 50 seconds from Phillips, Leah Harper.
So a clean sweep for Phillips on the individual side and the boys, the girls' side, and the one more point on the boys' side, and Rib Lake Prentice edging out Phillips for the boys' championship. So quite a day here. Again, tnhtiming.com is the website to check out all the results. We'll talk about it again next week on the 98Q morning show. We'll get a couple final words here from Coach Olson, and we'll try to get a few more of the coaches and athletes over before we wrap up our coverage here of the cross-country sectional just outside of Phillips.
All right. Thanks, everyone, for coming and attending a great meet today on a great day. Congratulations to all the athletes who punched their ticket to Wisconsin Rapids next weekend. And just great effort by all our runners today. Have a fantastic Saturday afternoon.
All right. Let's see if we can get Coach Olson. Coach, you want to come over here right away? All right. We'll get him right away because I know If I don't get you right now, somebody else is going to grab you.
Most likely.
Coach Olson, what a day here. What a day for just to celebrate cross country and all the hard work that the kids have put in, but for your program, too, just a great day, Coach.
It was a really good day, just a beautiful day. You couldn't ask anything else for weather. And then on top of it, just to have a fantastic group of kids that come here day in and day out with a positive attitude and want to work hard. And then also just got to be thankful that we have probably the most excellent parent and fan group that follows us and I mean, all over the Northland here and gives us support and also comes out and helps us with whatever we need, from setting up a course to getting kids run around in vehicles so that we can get certain workouts in. It's just we're just very, very blessed and very fortunate.
Yeah, and Gavin Esterholm setting the course record. That was his goal, I had heard, going into today, not only to win it, but he got that by a few seconds.
Yeah, he was looking. That was something that he talked about a little bit earlier this week, so I knew that was on his mind. And yeah, he gets something in his head, and it's not very often that he doesn't accomplish what he wants to get done. So, you know, he did it again today and shows why he's one of the best runners in the state.
Yeah, Riblake Prentice got you on the boys' side, Coach, but just one point.
One point.
That sets up a very, very interesting state meet, not only, of course, with you two, but many other quality teams. But you almost had him.
Well, I mean, how about going back to last Thursday, that Merrowood Conference on the boys' side is just unbelievable. For those of you that don't know, so Prentice Riblake is ranked one in the state. Marathon, also in the Merrowood Conference, ranked two in the state, and Phillips, us, were ranked three in the state. It's just you get better from racing against better competition, and Prentice Riblake got us today, and we'll see if we have something for them next week. But either way, I mean, we're going to get their best shot, and they're going to get our best shot, and we'll see what happens.
And I'm sure you say this to your runners a lot. When you're going for that team title like that, that one position, whether it's the first runner or it's the fifth runner, whatever it is, can mean the difference, right?
And it can be the sixth runner. We had that happen with our girls a few years ago at the state meet, where they got the runner-up trophy, the second place at state, and it was the sixth place tiebreaker that brought that thing home. So I mean, it's effort by everyone, all the way 1 through 7, because that's number 7 kid is even pushing the 6th kid.
All right. Well, Coach, if you want to, I had some of the boys on. I don't know if you want to get some of the girls on, if they want to make their way over. That would be awesome, Coach.
Yeah, I'll get some of the girls. Leah Harper's right here.
All right. Leah, come on over here. Leah, congratulations on a terrific day.
Thank you.
Yeah, on your home course here, I know that means a lot to you. So talk about the conditions today. Were they about as good as they can get here today, Leah?
Yeah, it really couldn't get much better than this. Sun is out, not too hot, not too cold. So it was really nice.
All right. Now, just because this is your home course and, you know, you know a lot of people that were responsible for putting this course together, you don't have to say it's your favorite course, but is it one of your favorites, or is it kind of tough?
I mean, it's definitely a tough course, so it's a little love-hate, but definitely, like, running out here, you know, it's my grandpa's land.
Yeah,
so, like,
yeah.
You know, I so many memories out here of running and not running, so it's really special for me to be out here and just, like, kind of have that family connection with the land.
Yeah, and he ran out here, too, right? He was telling me that he ran around out here, too,
yeah.
As a youngster, too.
Yeah, yeah. So, yeah, been in the family for a long time, and it just gives it that extra special.
Well, individually, what were you thinking coming in here? Did you think you had a good shot at the top spot? But you were challenged pretty good by a couple runners there, right?
Yeah, I knew I would have a pretty good chance at it, but just making sure I stayed focused and, you know, keep going forward. But.
And as a team, a special day, really. Your team really, really came through and had a convincing sectional win.
Yeah, it was a really special day for the team, and it's so awesome.
All right, Leah, congrats to you. We look forward to following you to state. Okay?
Thank you.
All right. Let's see if we can get the rest. Anybody else want to come talk? Come on. Come on over. All right. What's your name, young lady?
Tana Henderson.
All right, Tana. How'd the course treat you out there today?
It was good. It was hard, but it was good.
Yeah, it was a good day. Is this about a perfect day for running?
Perfect. The sun's out and it's cold. The wind's pretty low, yeah.
So going into this race, there were expectations as a team, but individually, talk about how you did here today. Were you pretty happy with the way you ran?
Yeah. I told myself I have to race faster than the last time I raced here, and I did. And I wanted to get in top 10, which I did too.
Okay, great, great individual accomplishment. Wisconsin Rapids, how about that course? Do you like it? Or what?
I don't know. I've never ran it.
Oh, you've never run it before,
nope.
But you've been there probably?
Yeah,
okay.
Yes,
all right, so very exciting for you. What year are you, Tanner?
I'm a sophomore.
Okay, you're just young. All right.
Yeah.
Well, fantastic. Thank you for joining us, and congrats to you.
Thank you.
Yep. Come on over, ladies. What's your name, young lady?
Ruby McCormick.
All right, Ruby. What was the course? How did it treat you out there today?
I'd say pretty well.
I haven't had some good races here in the past, but I think I did pretty good today.
Now it's your home course. Come on. What do you mean you didn't have any good races? But there are certain types of courses that everybody likes, right? Whether it be hilly or wooded or whatever. Mm-hmm. But this one's a challenge for you, huh?
Yeah, it is.
Okay. And team-wise, you guys got it done, the whole team, right?
Yeah. Proud of them all. They all did real well.
Yeah. Has it been a good individual season for you through the season, staying healthy and stuff like that?
Yeah. I'd say this is probably my best season out of all of them.
And what year are you in school?
I'm a junior.
Junior, okay. Have you run in Rapids before?
Mm-hmm. Freshman year, we got runner-up.
All right. State. What are your thoughts on that course now as you start thinking about that race?
I like it. There's rolling hills, but it's fun.
Yeah.
The atmosphere's great.
All right. Congratulations to you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for joining us. Come on over. She's got the plaque. She's not going to let go of it. Who's this?
Addie Gabay.
How you doing, Addie?
I'm good.
All right. How was the day for you individually out there? How did you feel out there, Addie?
I felt okay. My calves have been hurting me lately, so that hasn't been too great.
But the running conditions today, Addie?
Yeah, it was really nice out.
Yeah.
It was a really good day to run.
A little cool breeze, a little sunshine.
Mm-hmm.
And have you run at state before, Addie?
I have, my freshman year.
Okay.
That was my PR course, actually. I haven't PR'd since then.
Oh, really?
That was my fastest race ever.
Really? It is an interesting course down there, isn't it? Kind of the rolling.
Yeah.
I mean, not big hill, but rolling. And then the finish. The finish
nice
to that
uphill,
is an uphill, 200 or 300 yard run.
Yeah.
And that's challenging. Okay. Well, congrats on a terrific memory-making day today.
Thank you.
At some point, you're going to have to let go of that plaque.
Yeah, I know. I'll just keep
right,
it
Eddie. All right, thank you. Come on over. Anybody else that we haven't talked to? All right. What's your name, young lady?
Lila Raymer.
All right, Lila, how did that go out there for you today?
It went pretty good. Weather's beautiful.
Yeah, yeah. How was your season for you individually? Were you pretty happy with the way you ran this season?
Yeah.
Yeah, and the team? Was this expected?
Yes.
Is it your goal to win sectionals and get the state?
Yes.
All right, have you run at state before?
No, I'm just a freshman.
All right, you're just a freshman, and you get to run at state.
Mm-hmm.
All right, very good. All right, so I'm sure you're already starting to think about that, right, a little bit, of what that's going to be like next week?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well,
a little bit nervous.
Yeah, enjoy the day. Congrats as a freshman. That's a great accomplishment. Thank you for joining us. All right, come on over, young lady. What's your name?
Trinity Smith.
All right, Trinity, how did it treat you out there today? Talk about the course a little bit.
Good. The weather was great. The course wasn't as difficult as it was the first time around, so...
So what made it less difficult this time around?
Tons of practice out here. We like to practice out here, and it makes it much easier on the second time.
So the fans get to see the open area, but when you go back into the woods, what's it like back in there?
It's actually pretty flat, nice and shady, so it's actually probably the easiest part of the course, in my opinion.
Okay. All right. What year are you, Trinity?
I'm a sophomore.
Okay. Have you been to state before?
No, we didn't make it last year. So
okay.
This will be my first time.
Here we go. All right. All right. Got to be very exciting for you, right?
Very, for sure.
All right, Trinity. Well, good luck in the prep, and congrats on a fun day.
Thank you.
All right. One final young lady here. What's your name?
My name is Fiona Huggard.
All right, Fiona. What happened out there for you today individually?
It went pretty good. I had shin splints this week, but it wasn't that bad.
Okay. So what does it feel like to have shin splints for those of us who don't know what they feel like?
It kind of just feels like a sharp pain, on your calf.
Right on the calf muscles.
Yeah.
All right. Did you feel it today at all when you ran? Or?
Not too much, so that was really nice.
That's good. Well, perfect running conditions like this. Does it help to have a... Is this course not friendly for shin splints?
It's okay. I took ibuprofen before, so it wasn't terrible.
All right.
It's a little bumpy.
Sure. What year are you in school?
I'm a sophomore.
All right. So you have not been to state before?
Nope.
All right. So this will be a journey, and I'm sure the older members of your team will be giving you advice, right?
Yeah, I'm really excited.
Yeah, it should be a special weekend or day for you. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.
All right, one more here. Okay, what's your name, lady?
Suzanne Ludwig.
All right, Suzanne, talk about your season individually. How did your season go?
I'm just an alternate, and it was really fun to cheer the girls on today, and they look super strong.
Yeah, even though you're alternate, you still work just as hard as everybody else, though, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because you got to be ready.
Yeah,
right?
That's true.
You got to be ready to go. There's no doubt about it. What year are you?
I'm a senior.
You're a senior.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, congrats on being part of such a special day today. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you.
You betcha. We are live at the Phillips Cross Country Meet here on 98Q Country. I hope to get Coach Mary on here in a little bit and possibly some of the Prentice folks also before we wrap up our coverage here from the state, cross country sectional meet here. In Phillips, we got the Rib Lake people right over here, and I think they're doing some interviews over here with another, well, there can't be another form of media, but they're doing some interviews over there with some of the local TV and stuff like that. So we're going to be patient and hopefully get them on here in just a little bit. But Phillips is headed to state on the boys and the girls' side. Ripley Prentice is headed on the boys' side. Leah Harper winning the girls' individual title for Phillips, and Gavin Esterholm winning the boys' championship also. Again, TNHtiming.com, TNHtiming.com. I'm going to see if I can get some of these Rib Lake guys over here to talk a little bit with us. Hey, Rib Lake crew, you guys want to chat with me? All right. Yeah. Yeah, enough TV, all right? Let's do radio. This is where it's all at, all right? Let's talk with you. What's your name, young man?
My name is Caleb Scott.
All right, Caleb. How did the course treat you out there today, Caleb?
It's a rough course. It's a rough course. I just got done saying that it was rough, but I would, like, it's easy to run fast on a fast course, but can do the same thing on a hard course. With the competition as high as it is, we needed a harder course today. It, like, brought out the true athlete in all of us. So it was hard, but I enjoyed it.
Yeah, and it makes it hard because it's a little hilly here and there?
Yeah.
Is that the big thing?
It is really hilly, and you got to do it twice.
All right.
First loop was bad enough, and you got to go do it again.
All right, very good. Well, congrats on a fun day today, and look forward to a trip to state. Thank you for joining us. Appreciate
it.
All right, what's your name, young man?
I'm Henry Regeer.
All right, Henry. All right. Caleb said the course a little rough out there. What did you think out there?
Yeah, it was definitely very physically challenging. I kind of died after the first mile. But then after that it was all mental. It was really special to have teammates, Truman and Caleb, right there with me, shouting at me, just pushing me on throughout the whole race. And I think that's a big reason why I didn't fall back farther than I did.
And for those who don't run cross country, 3.2 miles, is that what I got?
3.1, yeah.
3.1, and pacing is a big part, right?
Yeah.
I mean, there's a need, there's a want to get out there in front right away, but pacing is a big part of it, isn't it?
Yeah, you really have to figure out how to run a cross-country race. It's not just going out there and running for 3.1 miles. It's you go out there and you race, and every race is going to be different. You know, there's a lot of race strategy, deciding how you take on each race, and, you know, some days the plans work and some days they don't.
Congrats on a great day, you and
Thank
your team.
You.
Thank you for joining us. We're talking with the Rib Lake Prentice boys sectional champs. What's your name, young man?
Jackson Shoot.
All right, Jackson. What was the course like out there for you today, Jackson?
It was very mentally challenging today with, like Henry said, the loop, and then you got to do it again.
Yeah.
But
is it unique from other courses that you run?
It is.
That way?
Yeah. This year we had a couple hilly courses, but none as hilly as this. So.
Okay. Did you have a chance to run this earlier in the year at an event?
No, we did not.
Okay. So it was the only time.
Yep.
So as a team, of course, you guys, you're rated one in the state. Phillips gave you a pretty good run there, though.
Yeah, they did.
I mean, his coach talked to you guys a little bit about the fact that every runner matters and every point matters?
Oh, for sure. Yeah. Every runner on the team from top to bottom is very important. So.
Yeah. What year are you, sir?
I'm a junior.
Okay. And you been to state?
I have not. This should be my first
year. Okay. Going as a team this year. All
yep.
right. We'll look forward to a fun week next week. Congrats on the great accomplishment.
Thank you.
All right. All right. Anybody else want to talk to us? Anybody else? No. Oh, maybe, he says. I'm not TV, I know, about radio. Who's this?
I'm Jeremy Whittler.
All right, Jeremy. Talk about the race out there today. How did it treat you out there, Jeremy?
It treated me like I was dirt because it was a hard race. Just that first mile, I ran 5:26, which isn't unnormal for me. It's pretty usual. But after that, it just took a hard turn left. Didn't go how I planned. I kind of just choked up and couldn't run too fast.
So sometimes you have those races where you just, for whatever reason, that last half mile, it just seems like you don't have it?
Yeah. Oh, definitely. I mean, today it was the first mile I died after, but, like, there are races you can get so far and then all of a sudden something goes wrong. Like, not every race can be a perfect one.
Yeah, but you push through it.
Oh, yeah, you got to. Like, I tried my hardest. Like, some of the Phillips guys, there was Phillips' seventh runner ahead of me, and I was like, even though I'm not in the points right now, trying to be the seventh best man I can. Like, the best seventh man I can, just pass the people I can, because who knows at the end of the day what might happen.
Yeah, well, congrats on a fun day. Thanks for joining us.
Yeah,
Appreciate it. Anybody else? You want to come on over, young man? If Coach Regeer is around somewhere, if you could grab him. I don't know where he went. What's your name, young man?
I'm Heston Heckman.
All right, Heston. Talk about the course out there today. Challenging course?
Yeah, it's a tough course. I've only ran this course once before, and I didn't remember it being that hard, but, yeah, it's you do everything twice, and it's a lot of hills, and it's all about how
you do it once, and in your brain, you're thinking, "My gosh, I got to come do that again, huh?"
Yeah, it was a little demoralizing, but you got to get through it.
All right. What year are you, Heston?
I'm a senior.
Senior. Okay, so you've been down to the Rapids before?
Yep.
All right. What's that course? What do you think of that course down there?
It's actually kind of similar to this a little bit. It's a little bit less of hills, but you go out really fast because there's a lot more runners, and yeah, you just try to find your place and run as hard as you can, and the best of the best wins. So.
Yeah, 1 point it came down to today. Sometimes that happens, huh?
Yep. Yeah.
Great accomplishment for your team, Heston. And thank you so much
thank
for joining
you.
Us. Appreciate it.
Yep.
Rib Lake Prentice winning the boys championship here today, and it was just a special day here for a lot of these runners. A lot of hard work they put in throughout the season. I'm hoping we can get a couple more here before we wrap things up from the cross country sectionals here in Phillips, 98Q Country. We take this time to honor our runners and all the great things that they have done. And I know next week, whoever we don't get on today, next week we'll have Haley Bodo, we'll have Coach Patterson on, we'll have Coach Brian Regeer will join us also. I see him over there, but they're doing a little team photo right now. But Rib Lake Prentice, folks, they're going into this state meet next week as the number one team in Division III. So they, they know that number one is just something that's out there, and there's a lot of other teams that are going to be very capable of coming after them too. So I think we're going to wind things down here from the cross-country sectional meet here in Phillips. Thanks you to John Pesco for taking the time to set us up out here and taking care of the remote on the technical side, on the backside. It has been an awesome day. We will archive a lot of the stuff we did today for you cross-country folks and some of the interviews we did with our area athletes. So listen for more coming up next week on the morning show honoring our area cross-country athletes here on 98Q Country. But again, going to state on the boys' side, it is Phillips and Rib Lake Prentice. On the girls' side, it is Phillips and Washburn. Your individual girls' champion is Leah Harper, and your individual boys' champion is Gavin Esterholm. So that'll do it for our coverage of cross-country here on 98Q Country from Phillips. Thanks for joining us. On with your weekend, everybody, here on 98Q Country.
Here's a dose of reality. Driving under the influence of prescription painkillers is just as illegal and just as deadly as driving drunk. In fact, there are nearly 2,000 drug-related crashes every year in Wisconsin. Help prevent drugged driving and let's achieve zero preventable deaths on Wisconsin roadways. Driving on pills kills. A shared message from the Wisconsin Departments of Health Services, Transportation, and Justice.
ABC Home Expert is your one-stop shop for all your home remodeling needs. Located at 500 Birch Street in Park Falls in the former Wakefield Chiropractic Building, they make transforming your home simple and stress-free, offering free quotes, 3D designs, quality materials, and expert advice, from cabinets to countertops to flooring and more. You can expect dependable contractors, on-time completion, and lasting results. Call 715-890-8088 or stop by their showroom today. From design to done, it's as easy as ABC.
Over 30 years, Lynn Stunkel has had his mind in the gutter, literally. As the owner of Complete Rain Gutters, he knows gutters inside and out. Call 715-499-4216 or visit CompleteRainGutter.com for your free quote today.
Maria, salon owner. You know the jingle. Now discover the facts about Ozempic, a GLP-1. There's only one FDA-approved Ozempic, made by Novo Nordisk. Learn about the real thing.
Talk to your healthcare professional today. Call 1-833-OZEMPIC or visit Ozempic.com to view the medication guide and to learn more about Ozempic. Semaglutide injection 0.5, 1, and 2 milligrams.
Oh, Hi, I'm Michael from The War and Treaty. You know the jingle. Now discover the facts about Ozempic, a GLP-1. Only Novo Nordisk makes FDA-approved Ozempic. Learn about the real thing.
Talk to your healthcare professional today. Call 1-833-OZEMPIC or visit ozempic.com to view the medication guide and to learn more about Ozempic. Semaglutide injection 0.5 milligram, 1 milligram, and 2 milligrams.
If you've ever found yourself driving down a quiet back road and thought, this feels special, you might be on one of our estate's rustic roads.
The program was created by the legislature back in 1973. It's really a unique local-state partnership.
Officials wanted people by car, bike, motorcycle, or even on foot to enjoy the natural beauty. The first rustic road designated in Taylor County 50 years ago this month.
There's 124 roads that have been designated rustic roads in Wisconsin in 62 different counties, and it spans over 784 miles.
Each rustic road is unique, rolling past farmland through forests or covering rugged terrain. And the speed limit tops out at 45 miles an hour, sometimes even slower. It's not about getting anywhere fast. This slice of Wisconsin reveals sometimes the best part of the journey is the road itself. I'm Terry Baugh.
98Q Country.
Even weren't your tires leaving me in the dust. If you weren't the kind that you only find once, then the burn of this bourbon wouldn't be hurting so bad. Yeah, you were for certain the best thing I ever had. Bar none. Now I'm getting goner than your long gone boots. Nothing I'm working on works on you. I've been breaking every bottle open, doing what a banged up broken heart does. I'm gonna need three or four more, baby, if I'm moving on that scoreboard. Say you and your memory won me in this bar, no. Me in this bar, me in this bar, no. Yeah, me and them bottles up on that shelf. Never had a problem getting over anyone else. The lowest low I ever had right now, no doubt, hands down, bar none. Now I'm getting goner than your long gone boots. Nothing I'm working on works on you. I've been breaking every bottle open, doing what a banged up broken heart does. I'm gonna need three or four more, maybe if I'm moving on. Nothing I'm working on works on you. I've been breaking every bottle open, doing what a banged up a broke in a heart does. Gonna need three or four more, baby, if I'm moving on that scoreboard. They say you and your memory won me in this bar, no. Me in this bar, me in this bar, no. Me in this bar.
Leaning into local radio, 98.3 FM WCQM, Park Falls, a Civic Media station. This is 98Q Country.
ABC News, I'm Mike Dubusky. President Trump is meeting with the leaders of Qatar right now, which has played a role in the negotiations over the war between Israel and Hamas.
And the Prime Minister has been my friend and a friend to the world. And we've done a lot together in the last, especially in the last year. What we've done is incredible. Peace to the Middle East.
Trump next heads to Asia for a week-long trip where he'll visit Malaysia, Japan, South Korea, and will meet with the Chinese president, Xi Jinping, amid the ongoing trade war. Tropical storm Melissa has strengthened into a hurricane, and ABC News meteorologist Melissa Griffin says it's not done yet.
It will become a Category 4 tomorrow and remain a Category 4, potentially even intensifying further by Monday night into Tuesday as it slowly creeps.